This Advent season offers many opportunities for us to reflect on the coming of Christ, including through beautiful music. The 14th annual Ad Lucem Ensemble Concert is coming up with two performances happening in the Willamette Valley, December 20th and 21st. I am joined this morning by Allison Sieber. She is a founding member and co-director of the group to tell us all about it. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Sarah.
It's great to have you here. You know, Allison, you and I have had the opportunity to work together in music ministry for many years. And so it's just a pleasure to have you here on the Morning Blend. So maybe you can start off by explaining what the Ad Lucem Ensemble is and where this Advent tradition started.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really, really grateful to be here, Sarah. And I'm grateful that you're doing my interview. Thank you. So Ad Lucem started... It was just myself, Bev Radijak, and Laura Yates back in 2009. We started just doing some music together because we realized that we worked really well together and we loved doing music together. And it kind of started turning into an idea for doing a Christmas concert. We started doing that at St. Paul's in Silverton in 2012. And then we also did a couple other places, but then a few years into it, we kind of wanted to cut back a little bit more. So we kind of pruned it down to just the Christmas concert. Within the first year or so, we kind of started recruiting other people to do music with us. Steve Chaney used to sing with us and play guitar, help us with the carols. And then just kind of through the years, we've amassed more and more people that have kind of we've brought in to do, you know, just specific songs or, you know, a lot of the stuff with us. Unfortunately, Bev Radijak stepped out a couple years ago, but then we've got a new accompanist, Karen Martin, that's been playing the piano for us, and she's wonderful. Julie Turtelot joined us probably about 10 years ago, and she's been a very integral member of the group in doing a lot of the planning and just an amazing musician. So we really appreciated adding her to the group, and she's been a core member ever since she joined the group.
Wow.
But yeah, we just do a lot of various arrangements of things, you know, whatever, whoever we have, we kind of tailor our musical selections to what we can do.
And most of the members, are they local to kind of the Silverton, Salem area?
Yeah, that's correct. Started out a lot pretty heavy on St. Paul's people. Julie is from Salem. And then there's a lot of my family members that have participated over the years.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, maybe you can tell us about this year in particular. I know it's special because you have two performances coming up. So when and where are these happening?
Thank you. Yeah, we haven't done two performances for quite a few years, so it's kind of special. Last year, right after our concert, a friend of ours from St. Edward's came to us and said, "We really want you to do the concert at St. Edward's next year." And we said, "Well, I guess we can do it." So we will have our usual performance at St. Paul's in Silverton on Saturday, December 20th at 1 p.m. And then the next day, we will have our performance at St. Edward's in Kaiser, Sunday, December 21st at 3 p.m.
I am speaking this morning with Allison Sieber. She is a founding member and co-director of the Ad Lucem Ensemble about their upcoming concert and carol sing. And so, Allison, an important component of this is not only do people listen, but you also invite them to participate as a carol sing. So maybe you can talk about how does that aspect work?
Yeah, that's been a pretty important element to us. We started out, especially because Bev, when we first started out, had a lot of experience in planning what they called lessons and carols services, where you have some pieces of music that are performed by a small group or a large group or a soloist or whatever that the audience listens to. And then you have readings, usually scriptural readings that pertain to the music that you're hearing or that, you know, go along the story or the theme. And then you also have carols or hymns that are sung along that the audience has and that they're given the music so that they can follow along and sing to the best of their ability. So that is pretty much the way that we've been doing it. We try to do carols that are mostly familiar mm-hmm. to everybody. We do have at least a couple of them that are maybe a little less familiar, but they're very beautiful and we love to do them. So kind of just encourage everybody to participate with those. But yeah, we just intersperse the carols that the audience sings with. We invite everybody to stand up and sing when it's time to do a carol. And then we do a few other pieces that we're performing. We have the readings to listen to. Sometimes we do scriptural readings, and then other times we might include something that's more of a poetic reading that goes along with the storyline.
I love that there's so many different elements as part of this event. And, you know, music is just such an important element in our Catholic faith, and especially in celebrating these liturgical seasons. I know for me personally, it's a big part of helping me focus, especially during the Advent season. So, you know, as you're picking these different pieces and you're putting together this concert, how do you really employ music to help everyone that's attending really enter into the mystery of Christ's birth?
I think that the main focus for us is the storyline of how everything happens, you know, leading up to Christmas. So it's important to us that we have a section of music that is for Advent, you know, that's not just Christmas songs. There may be a couple songs in there that people might, you know, consider Christmas songs, like O Come, Emmanuel is often considered a Christmas song, but it's actually, of course, an Advent song
right.
that we sing in Advent, even in church. So that will be included this year in our Advent section. But I think it's very important to kind of follow the story of Advent leading up to Christmas, you know, maybe including focusing on the conception, you know, Christ's conception, the Annunciation, and then leading up to the birth of Christ, and then celebrating the birth of Christ in, you know, different ways of exuberance, and then also quiet moments, you know, more reflective songs, and, you know, having all the readings to go along with that. Also, even going a little bit into Epiphany, you know,
sure.
hopefully where you get to reflect on Christ's revelation to the rest of the world, you know. So we just kind of go through that timeline of the story, and I think it really seems to touch a lot of people to kind of be able to just reflect on those different aspects of how the birth of Christ happened over a little period of time there.
I think you're right. That's very powerful to walk through that story and not just skip to the Christmas part. As you're preparing for this year, is there anything in particular that you're excited about?
Yeah, I am excited about having two performances. So that's really special. Being able to do it at St. Edward's, I think, is going to be a big blessing for all of us. I am also excited because my youngest son, Benjamin, has been involved with our concert, you know, as a carol singer and a reader over the years as well. But this year he's stepping up and doing a couple other things with us. And he is planning to sing Joseph's Song by Michael Card for the first time. So I'm really excited for him to get a chance to sing that. My son Andrew is also going to be featured. He plays guitar and he sings, and then he's going to play the drum for us on Patapan. It's just a cajon drum, but he'll do that. And he's going to be featuring a solo that he's been working on in his voice lessons at seminary.
Oh,
so
wow.
That'll be really special. And we're also bringing back the song Christmas Dinner that Laura is going to sing this year. I'm really excited about that. And we just have a really, really beautiful selection. It's always really hard to choose which songs we're going to keep that
sure.
year and which songs we're going to cut, because we always end up with way too much music at the beginning. And then we say, oh man, we have to cut this song. Oh my gosh. Oh, well, I guess we'll have to do that next year, you know? So
right. But that keeps it interesting though, that it's not the same thing every year. So even if, you know, someone has gone in previous years, this is going to be a little bit different. So I think that's exciting.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, before we wrap up, Allison, maybe you can just share, what else do people need to know about attending, about getting other details so that they can come to this event?
Oh, that's great. Thank you. So We'll just say admission is free, so please come whether you are able to make a donation or not, but donations are accepted, so we really appreciate that because some of our musicians, we like to be able to offer a stipend, so we really appreciate donations for that. But even if you can't donate, please come anyway. We just want people to be able to be there for us to share the music. And we do have a harp player that will be starting with some prelude music, probably about 15, 20 minutes before the concert starts at each location. So if you feel like you want to get there early and just have some quiet reflection time before the concert, then that's going to be some beautiful music for that. We also have one Facebook event for each performance. So one event for the St. Paul's performance on the 20th and one for the St. Edward's performance on the 21st. Actually, I didn't mention this before, but the title of the concert this year is called A Voice Cries Out. And so if you're looking for the Facebook event and you search for A Voice Cries Out and Ad Lucem, you should be able to find this year's events on Facebook.
Great. And then I also know we have both of these performances listed on Mater Dei Radio's community calendar, so people can also look there. And then I believe you're also going to live stream one of the performances.
Yes, St. Edward's is planning to live stream our performance on the 21st, as they usually would live stream their masses.
Well, that's just great. We really encourage people to attend, or if you can't attend, at least live stream this wonderful concert. Allison, it has just been so great to visit with you about this concert coming up. Best of luck with all the preparations, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Sarah.